pulling up in court. We don't do no gossiping, we don't do no arguing, we don't beef on social sites, we just hit our target. We don't do no rumors, we don't pay no shooters. You a little bitty bitty bitch, you should work at Hooters.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things I think are good and are interesting. Which, if I'm being honest, if I'm reflecting, what is this, like my fifth semester doing this? Not really good at sticking to that tagline. I feel like I just kind of play whatever I want. But that's okay. Because the thing I just played, I thought was good and interesting. That being Scum by Melana Cole. I have nothing to say about it besides that it's like kind of fun. Cool little lo-fi vibe. If it even is, I'm not listening to the production that intensely. Kind of an eclectic mix of songs for today. I think it'll be fun. We got some hits. We got some underground stuff, if you want to call it that. And I don't know much else to say at this moment. We're gonna let the tunes roll. So I'll skedaddle. I'll be back in a bit. Okay. Here's Pia Fraus.
Yeah.
Okay, we just listened to Killing My Borrowed Time by Geese. Right before that, we listened to Icy Windy Sky by Ugly Parentheses UK. And right before that, we listened to How Fast Can You Love 2018 re-recording question mark by Pia Frouse. I know nothing about Pia Frouse. Pia Frouse? I don't know. Except their Spotify bio, which says that they are an Estonian dream pop group, I think from the 90s, early 2000s, that overall era, which I think is fun. I don't know how many, I don't know what the dream pop scene looks like in Estonia, but this song's fun. Like, I don't have any strong, I'm not going to die on a hill defending this Pia Frouse song, Pia Frouse, Pia Frost, I don't know. But it's fun. It's a good time. I wish I had a better descriptor. It seems like fun is going to be my word of the day, so that's cool. Right after that, we listened to Icy Windy Sky by Ugly UK. This song comes off their newly released EP, titled Twice Around the Sun, which, gear to pick, I don't think that's the right expression, bone to pick is what I should be saying. I hate when bands are like, oh yeah, we're releasing a new EP, and then, like, almost all of the songs are just things they've already released before. It's like, that's not really new music. And that's exactly what Ugly Parentheses UK did. They were like, oh, new EP, our first EP, actually. And then it's just all songs they've released, plus one new one. And Icy Windy Sky, the song I just played, is that new one, which I enjoy. It's got a lot of the Ugly UK trademarks that I've kind of found out. The first, of course, being that they don't really know when to end a song, which has its downsides, but here I think it works really well. Sometimes it works really well, as I said 2 seconds before I just said that. And this is... Oh, siren. Uh-oh. Hope everyone's okay. Anyway, this song... siren's not going away. Okay. Good luck out there. Anyway, this song goes on too long, but in the best way possible. I think the climax just keeps building. It's a good time. Also, it's got that choral influence. I feel like you can just tell that this was written by at least like one or two kids who were in choral. A choir, not choral. Which I think is cool as well. So shout out Ugly UK. Check them out. Fun little British band. Yeah. And then finally, Killing My Borrowed Time by Geese. This comes off the EP 40 Country, which I believe are the outtakes of their album from last year titled 3D Country. And this song's a good time. It's got a fun little like country twang rock thing going on. I actually, weirdly enough, haven't listened to the album that these outtakes are from, but I listened to this EP a good amount of times. So maybe I should just get on that. I think it's really weird that I haven't done that. But yeah, chill little song. Okay, I'm sorry for the 5-10 seconds of silence I just did there. For some reason, that siren was not going away, and I was like, am I going to have to leave this building? But Coast appears to be clear. So without further ado, I'm gonna play some more music. That being Rocket Ship. Okay, I'll be back in like a few minutes.
They keep their eyes on you, anesthetize you, try to define you, wine and dine you, nickel and dime you. But for once in your life you found someone, so be good to yourself that you've only just begun. They're wrong when they say you're too young. Do what you like. Go where you please with whomever, whenever you please, whatever. They won't know that they're wrong till you're older. A generation impatient and bored on vacation. Don't believe them when they say you're too young. Stay out all night. Take what you like, be whomever, whatever you like, whatever. Thank you. television eyes patronize you, try to upsize you, say don't do as I do, but do as I say. For a steady job and steady pay, there's sacrifices and vices all the way, and a premature grave, please don't do it, you're too young, you're too young, you're too young. Say it to you like this, say it to you like that. My dad and my dad, so what are you gonna miss?
Stop this crime. Did I dream before? It felt like I couldn't love anymore. Entire symphonies, a holy light was gifted to me.
Okay, we just listened to Frady Song by MGMT. Right before that, we listened to No Name Number 2 by Elliot Smith. And just before that, we listened to You're Too Young by Rocket Ship. I heard this Rocket Ship song for the first time today. It was on my Discover Weekly confession alert. But it has the one thing that will always win me over, which is just kind of like the repetition and continued reappearance of a guitar riff. It's like, it doesn't have to be like good. It's just like, if the melody's noticeable and like reoccurring, I'll be like, maybe greatest song ever. And this one has that. The boom, 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 boom. Like, you sold me. You got me. Sold. So I know nothing about this band, or even this album, or much less even this song. I don't even know who the Yor is, too young, that being. But I like the guitar. So that's why we listen to it today. Okay. No Name Number 2 by Elliott Smith. This song comes off his debut, Roman Candle. Underrated track. Sue me. It's a great Elliott Smith song. I listened to this a lot during the summer for some reason. But it's awesome. I love the harmonica. Maybe I'm just blanking. I can't think of a lot of other Elliott Smith songs where he really takes advantage of that. Again, I'm not going to act like I'm Mr. Elliott Smith discography knower. But I don't know. I think this one's a lot of fun, which is, you don't usually say about an Elliott Smith song. And I'm like, okay. I'm sure if we looked at the lyrics, it would be less fun. But just the overall folky vibe, I think comes off very well here. It's one of his better No Name tracks. And you can quote me on them. That's the Foxtrot quote of the night. No Name Number 2 is one of the better Elliott Smith No Name tracks. Okay, and then Frey's Song by MGMT. This comes off their recently released album, Loss of Life, which I am a big fan of. I think it's one of my favorite albums of the year. This has been a great year for music. I've been thinking about that. Oh, we'll discuss that later when I'm not on a time crunch. But it's just like a beautiful lullaby. It's a great song. I wish I had something interesting to say besides that. I really enjoy seeing how MGMT evolves with every album. I think that's the most, like, white guy thing I've said tonight, and I'm glad that I could get it out there for a band that I acknowledge is very good. I'm sorry about that. Okay, but you know what I'm not sorry about, actually, is the fact that we all should go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yep, rechargeable batteries. I don't have anything witty to say about that. So we're going to listen to more music. I actually have a treat for all of you, and I'm not going to spoil it. Here is Cindy Lee. Okay.
you know.
Okay, gonna talk about all these things somehow in a minute. The first, okay, we just listened to Blank as Water by Jordan Mason. Right before that, we listened to Boyish by Hippocampus. And right before that, we listened to Kingdom Come by Cindy Lee. That Cindy Lee song comes off their new album, Diamond Jubilee, which came out like, a few weeks ago. It's been blowing up on Twitter. It's not out on Spotify. It's only on YouTube. We just listened to the YouTube version of it. The entire album is incredible. It is, in fact, 2 hours long, but it's fantastic. Shout out to my girlfriend, Maddie. That's been a favorite of ours as of late. Boyish by Hippocampus. Another shout out to my girlfriend Maddie, who also ran the Boston Marathon. Shout out to Maddie for that. The other day we were walking, we were like, you know who had some hits in the late 2010s? Hippocampus. That was some supreme sophomore year of high school music for everyone, including me and her. So we listened to that album, and Boyish is a hit. Sue me, it's great. Love the guitar. It's just exciting to listen to. They had an ear for good indie pop with this album. Shout out to Hippocampus, shout out Minnesota, shout out Minneapolis, shout out St. Paul. And then finally, Blank is Water by Jordan Mason. It's literally like an underline is water, like it's not the word blank. This comes from Divorce Lawyers I Shade My Head, which I call Gender Dysphoria, the album. Terrific, I love the horns. It's just, the first 2 minutes are just exhilarating to listen to. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, I'm going to listen to two more songs and then I'm going to talk for the last time. Okay, here's John Roseboro.
I love the queue, cause I love the view of Manhattan Bridge. I'ma be rich, I'ma have money too. I took the L to Bedford Avenue, saw Maddie Cunningham, that could be me and you. I'ma be rich, I'ma have money too. Took the M to my avenue. Man's made a couple bends. I spend it all on you. I take the G to Hoyt Schemer. And now my phone just died, but I know my way back home. I'ma be rich, I'ma have money too. Established, my daddy rich, my mom's looking too.
Okay, gonna go fast. We just listened to Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box by Radiohead. Comes off their album Amnesiac. Fun song, cool album opener. And then we listened to I Took the L by John Roseborough, which came off his album from last year titled Johnny. Good album, good sax, good song. Thank you all for listening. Again, this has been Foxtrot. I'm here every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning at midnight, however you want to interpret that. If you like listening to me, feel free to tune in during those times. I think it's a good time, and I like having people listen. Okay, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to close out with Peaceful Morning by Hamilton, Lighthouser, and Rostam. We're not going to finish the song, but that's okay. Have a good night. Goodbye.
Gonna lift me so I never change.